9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're wrapping up our look at how your finances and careers were shaped by economic forces in 2023. And on the final trading day of the year, we put the spotlight on the stock market.
The U.S. economy is actually expected to grow about 6 times as fast as the Fed predicted at the beginning of the year. So soft landing really was what we saw, and that's been great for the stock market because it's shown that the Fed is able to get inflation back down without causing damage to the rest of the economy.
Dion Rabowan, host of WSJ's Take on the Week, will join us to discuss what to expect in 2024. After the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
. 2023 ended on a high note as stocks rallied in response to the prospect for the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates. But what can we expect in 2024? Dion Rabowan, host of WSJ's Take on the Week podcast, joins me. So, Dion, what surprised you about the stock market in 2023?
Everybody was surprised by what happened in the stock market in 2023. I did a story at the end of 2022 about how just about every major investment bank on Wall Street was predicting that we'd have a recession this year. Some asset managers thought that the stock market would rally anyway, that the Federal Reserve would start cutting rates, and that would lead to some decent returns for the market. But I don't think anyone saw the blowout returns we saw this year. The NASDAQ rising around 40% this year, really recouping all of its 2022 losses. The S&P 500 really outperforming, rising more than 20%. And the rise of the Magnificent Seven, right? These 7 big name tech stocks that really drove things, delivering huge returns for companies like Meta and Nvidia, over 200% returns this year. So a lot of folks could have been bullish coming into the year thinking, okay, this will be a decent year for stocks. Maybe it'll be an average year for stocks. But I don't think anyone saw the blowout year that we had this year coming.
Now, along with stocks, a lot of eyes are on the economy. And we've been hearing the term soft landing a lot. What does that mean? And why is it important to the stock market?
A soft landing means that the Federal Reserve can get inflation down to around its target without causing too much damage to the labor market or the overall economy. Inflation reached a high of over 9% in summer of 2022, and the Fed really sprung into action trying to get inflation down back towards its 2% target. And that's what 2023 has really been all about. So the idea of a soft landing is inflation is the plane that's way up in the air, and you want to get it back down to its 2% target without the damage of a hard landing, which would be damage to the labor market, damage to the economy, growth slows, hiring slows, and maybe even turns negative and you have a recession. That's really what we have seen for 2023, is as inflation has come back down, it's now closer to 3%, not quite at 2%, but much closer. So inflation's come down and we have seen continued strength in the labor market. We saw the best growth during the third quarter that we had seen in years. The U.S. economy is actually expected to grow about 6 times as fast as the Fed predicted at the beginning of the year. So soft landing really was what we saw, and that's been great for the stock market because it's shown that the Fed is able to get inflation back down without causing damage to the rest of the economy.
And the big three markets, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, each reached 52-week highs in December. Do economists see that rally continuing in 2024?
Economists are actually a bit unsure if the rally can continue, but I will tell you that stock investors, asset managers, and strategists are pretty bullish. You've got some price targets, folks expecting new all-time highs for the S&P 500 in 2024, potentially reaching as high as 5,000, 5,500. There's a lot of enthusiasm when it comes to the market side. Economists who study what's going on in labor markets, what's happening in the real economy, they're a bit more cautious right now.
Anything on your radar that could short-circuit the expected rally in 2024?
The biggest thing I've seen is just the decline in revenues while you're seeing an increase in profits. So one thing that I've recently been seeing is if you look at the third quarter earnings reports, you had a lot more companies exceeding earnings expectations than you did have exceeding revenue expectations. Basically, what that means is companies were turning a profit even though they weren't necessarily selling more things. So they were making a profit in essence by cutting costs. And that's great if you've got a bloated balance sheet, if you're paying too much for things. But at some point, if your company's going to grow, and that's what Wall Street wants, right? Because the stock market is really a measure of growth. If you're going to grow, you need to sell more stuff. You need to earn more revenue. And these companies were doing it and creating their profits largely by making cuts. So we'll see if that can continue.
Why is that significant to somebody with a stock portfolio or a 401k?
Because the stock market is all about growth. For stock prices to continue to rise, these companies need to continue to grow. And as we're in this new environment where interest rates are higher, where it costs more money to borrow things, companies can't just buy back their stocks or use some of these tricks that they've used in recent years to move the stock price higher. They really do have to generate more sales, create more revenue, and do things like that to juice the bottom line. So it's going to be interesting as we move forward into 2024, whether companies can generate organic revenue growth and really grow the old-fashioned way.
As you said earlier, inflation coming down steadily has been good news for the Federal Reserve. The Fed's become more comfortable with that track and has caused them to talk about lowering interest rates potentially in 2024. What effect would that have in particular on tech stocks?
The value of tech stocks and therefore the stock price is all about what these companies can do in the future. A lot of them don't make a lot of money now. And we're not talking about the big companies like Meta, Amazon, but some of those smaller tech names. The growth there, the stock price there, is all about what investors expect them to do in the future. And if it costs more money to grow because you have to borrow money and the cost of borrowing that money is much higher, that really brings down or reins in the stock price. So what investors are looking for when it comes to the Fed is when the Fed lowers rates, it's cheaper for companies to borrow money. And that's especially important for these big tech companies that A, borrow a lot of money, and B, are expected to grow a lot in the future. If you're planning to grow and you can borrow money cheaply, there's a lot more runway for you to grow and for your stock price to rise. But if it's going to cost a lot of money for you to borrow, and that's going to keep you from doing other things because you have to put that money towards servicing debt, paying back money you've borrowed, well, that's going to reduce the amount that investors can expect you to grow as a company. So when the Fed lowers interest rates, that can have a direct impact on just how high their stock price can go and how much investors expect the company overall to grow. So the big picture here is just that as the Fed lowers rates, which is what investors are predicting will happen next year, that gives a boost and a jolt to these tech companies because their valuations in the future can rise.
A lot of our listeners will be watching the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve. But before they do that, they should listen to the next episode of WSJ's Take on the Week because it's crystal ball time. You're looking ahead to what's in store for our money in 2024, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked with David Kelly. He is the chief global strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. And he talked about what retail investors and everyday individual investors should be doing as they head into the end of the year and look forward to 2024.
Well, the first thing is to ask themselves really serious questions about when do they need the money? Because people tend to try to make all these short-term decisions about long-term money, and it's just not sensible. If this is truly, you know, money for your 401k or your retirement, and those dollars you're actually not going to spend probably for 20, 30 years, then you can put them in long-term assets.
To hear more of that conversation with David Kelly, listen to WSJ's Take on the Week, this and every Sunday, wherever you get your podcasts. Dion, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jared, thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be off on New Year's Day, but we'll be back on Tuesday morning with WSJ's Julia Carpenter to discuss how to not overspend in 2024. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year!